Hello, it's George from Ireland. Well, some gladsome tidings, as many would see it, from the Republic of Ireland, and that's that Micheál Martin has been elected Taoiseach. So, unlike in the United Kingdom, in the Irish Republic, our lower house of our parliament, the Dáil, elects the Taoiseach, and of course, the major parties put forward their leader usually. So, it's obviously not quite the Westminster system that the Republic that we inherited when we split from the United Kingdom, though there are certain parallels. So yeah, that's it. Usually whoever's the leader of the biggest party in Dáil Éireann, and so he's got to command the confidence of that house, even if not actually the leader. The only Taoiseach I can think of who wasn't leader of a party was John A. Murphy in about 1951, the first inter-party government. Since as it was Richard Mulcahy was unacceptable to Clan na Foblachta because of his role in executing IRA men in the Civil War. So yeah, Micheál Martin, he previously served as Taoiseach in a coalition government from 2020 to 2022, because since the end of the Irish Civil War in 1923, Southern Irish politics have been dominated by Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael, both grew out of Sinn Féin just after the first troubled times in Ireland in the early 20th century. That split about whether the treaty with the United Kingdom should be honoured or not. So the anti-treaty, I say, were Fianna Fáil, as in Warriors of Destiny, Fine Gael, or Cumann na Gael, as they were initially, Tribe of the Irish, they were pro-treaty. But later the Farmers' Party and the Army Comrades Association merged into Cumann na Gael to become Fine Gael. That's why people often call them blue shirts if they're being insulting. But that's 90 years ago. Because I say, oh, we can have no truck with fascism. I don't care. You've got fascist roots, which is preposterous. They're actually seen as the more liberal party, Fine Gael. I remember in about 2000, who was our leader back then? Not our leader, sorry. I'm not really a Fine Gaeler. Was it Michael Noonan said, da da da, they, Fianna Fáil are the national party, we're the international party. Okay, so there'll be a coalition government again, because until 2020, only Fianna Fáil could hold office, or Fine Gael, or usually one of those two in coalition with several minor parties. For the very first time, those two major parties, they decided to coalesce simply to keep Sinn Féin out, which is the biggest single party, but only had a plurality of the votes and the seats. So Teochta Dolí, I believe that's the plural. Forgive me, I'm no Gaeltacht Gor. You may have deduced I'm not from the Gaeltacht or a family that speaks Irish at all. That they would keep Sinn Féin out, and has happened again. But Sinn Féin's actually not the biggest party; it's fallen slightly. So Sinn Féin had quite big opportunities to break through right after the credit crunch, 2008, and then more recently 2020, but didn't manage at either time. They will eventually. I mean, the law of averages says they'll get lucky after a while. They moved on to a post-Troubles generation of leaders. What's her name? Is it Michelle O'Neill in the North and Mary Lou McDonald in the Republic? But and even these women may not actually get to take over. So it's going to be a coalition again. And Simon Harris is leader of Fine Gael. He'll be Taoiseach, as in the deputy prime minister. It's literally successor in Irish. Anyway, so there was an attempt to get Micheál Martin elected. It didn't quite work. On a second go, that happened. So it was, well, good news for him. But on a poignant day, it's the anniversary of his father Paddy's death. So having been elected on Thursday, that's why Micheál Martin, he went to the Áras an Uachtaráin, as in like Hall of the Chieftain. That's the presidential palace, formerly the Viceregal Lodge, and that's where President Michael D. Higgins formally appointed him and granted him his seals of office. So Leinster House is in downtown Dublin. That houses the Oireachtas, as in the two houses. We've got the Senate and Dáil Éireann. Okay, so he chooses the cabinet ministers. So the president is sort of like filling the role of the monarch in the United Kingdom in a sense. Obviously, important differences. President's elected, and he or she serves two terms of 7 years maximum, all the rest of it. But they say it's really the Taoiseach holds the reins. And the Thornister went along as well to receive the seals of office. I think we always have a Thornister, whereas in the United Kingdom, for example, sometimes as the Deputy Prime Minister, sometimes they're not. It's in the gift of the Prime Minister whether to appoint one or not. Anyway, Sinn Féin and some of the other minor parties are unhappy that some of the independents who voted for Micheál Martin to be a Taoiseach are nevertheless sitting on the opposition benches. Well, they're effectively on the government side. Okay, so Fianna Fáil is the largest party, not by very much. Fine Gael is the third biggest party. In between them is Sinn Féin. But surprisingly, the three biggest parties are actually very close together in terms of vote share and indeed number of seats. So Sinn Féin's got 39 seats. Now, the Green Party's lost most of its seats. I suppose some of the far left environmentalists are now voting Sinn Féin. Now, the independents were crucial to Micheál Martin getting elected. So he didn't quite managed to talk enough of the round to begin with, and that's why he's there. So some of the independents, they're forming their own faction, the regional independent group, and they usually come from rural areas. So Cian Camerla, I suppose, literally head of the council. Cian Camerla is the speaker. Verona Murphy, methinks she's the first woman to hold that office. Okay, so she has to call the house to order. She's chairing the debate, and actually she nominates for a constituency is automatically elected. I don't really understand how that is. I think before closing the last session of the Fall Aaron, she is elected and then just nominated, deemed to be automatically elected by whatever constituency. So Westminster is different. Now, Republic of Ireland, is that a better system? I'm not sure that it is. I mean, I can see a certain logic. Let's actually have the lower chamber elect the head of government and not have this mysterious Westminster system. Anyway, so looks like there'll be a workable government to continue for several years. No lot more job swap halfway through the parliamentary term. Remember, the election was in November. It's taken till now to sort it out. So Simon Harris, the then Taoiseach, sought a dissolution of parliament. I think it's up to the president to grant or refuse, and no president ever refused, actually. So in Wednesday, there was scenes of showing a distinct lack of decorum and a lot of barracking, and people were very discourteous towards Cian Camerla. The honour of her office was impugned. Now, Micheál Martin said that it was Sinn Féin was guilty of unparliamentary behaviour. Well, he's actually completely correct on that one. So there we go. Fianna Fáil's got 48 seats. It's net gain for them. Fine Gael's got 38 seats. In the election, even Sinn Féin went up to is the minor parties. Some of them were squeezed out. Labour's got 11 up 5. I mean, Labour's the one that's really shrunk in the last 20 years. A lot of the left wing has moved over to Sinn Féin. There's another socialist party, independence, blah, blah, blah. Okay, there's People Before Profit, Solidarity, another ultra-left group circle. Independent Ireland, Wayne too, who are more traditionalist Republicans. So the cabinet is there. All right. Now, Micheál Martin, he's a Cork man. How old is he now? Is he 62? And his brother was a TD as well. He was Lord Mayor of Cork in the early 90s, Micheál Martin. I remember about 1998 when he was Minister for Education. So, so he will have served for quite a long time as Taoiseach, because Taoiseachs tend to not last very long. Taoiseach, I should say, if I'm getting it, say the plural in Irish. That'll be sort of a total of 5 years between two stints in office, interrupted by 2 years in between as Thornister. So he's gone from rising hope to elder statesman without any intervening success. I know our economy is doing quite well and so on. I can't think of what he's really achieved. And he's not bumped up defence spending as we so urgently needed. He's not resolved the housing crisis. He's not got immigration down to a reasonable level. I don't see what he's particularly improved. He's inherited quite a good economic situation. Public services are under strain. There's peace in the north, not really thanks to him. Not managed to lead us towards NATO. I mean, it looks like that's just a non-starter at the moment. And so some sort of kudos has accrued to him simply because he's been in politics since the 80s, first elected to the Dáil Éireann in 1989. How different it was, from the Turner's Cross area of Cork, went to University College Cork, did a master's degree there in the noughties about sort of the history of Cork during the first troubles, taught at Presentation Brothers College, briefly. I found out that his uncle, volunteer for the British Army in the Second World War, was a prisoner of the Japanese in Changi, Singapore. Differences between the two. I mean, they're not huge differences between the two. Goodness, people always said Finnegale was slightly more bourgeois, took a more considered view of things, more a Europhile, but there's not that much in it. Finnefall would talk left, but sort of act right, embrace Thatcherism in the late 90s when Charlie McCreevy was finance minister and Bertie Ahern was Taoiseach. So affability, I suppose, being fact-free, unideological, managerial, maybe a closer association with the GAA. I mean, I would like to say more rural, but that's not quite true, because then there's some inner city Dublin constituencies where they do very well, would pander to Republican sentiment a little bit more. Fine Gael, some of them trace themselves back to the Home Rule tradition, but what's that got to do with the price of fish? So that there isn't a great deal of difference between them. So, I mean, they're both evil in their own way, the TDs of both major parties, really all major parties, sadly. And previously, we did at least try and defend our children in Ireland. In that sense, we're the moral tutors of the Occident. So what a sad degeneration there's been. Even as we've got rich, we've lost our common humanity. Well, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.